your cars, bitches. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I've got two relationship, sex, dating experts, which I'm going to get into what makes you a fucking expert, because I'm no expert on this shit. But I've got the two funny girls from the Girls Gotta Eat podcast, Ashley and Raina. Thank you for fucking being here.
Thanks for having us.
I heard, Ashley, when you came in here just now, you said, what the fuck? Like, I've been to so many rowdy hotels. So before I get into anything, I just want to start with this.
No, that's important.
It's very important. You said, what the fuck is with this rowdy hotel, or like all these rowdy hotels that I've been in? And I'm like, what happened? Can you explain?
Yeah, we have been staying.
This is the coffee, I think.
Oh, exactly. That's totally fine.
Yeah, we'll keep talking.
We'll, yeah, we'll keep recording through it.
He's gonna get a treat, the coffee guy. Yeah, so we're on the road right now, so we were staying in a hotel in San Diego that was just oddly so loud. It was a hotel that's dog friendly, which it's fine, but like I could hear the dogs barking on one side of my room. I could hear every single thing happening in the hallway. And I was awakened yesterday morning to this couple fighting.
Love it. See, I think you're hashtag blessed.
Well, I agree.
That's like my favorite part of staying in a hotel is when I hear a couple fighting.
Right. And I do love couple fights. Like, I'll follow a couple for blocks just like to see whose side I'm on.
Totally.
But I just wanted to, we're like, sleep is very important. You get it. You know, yeah. It was like I really needed to sleep until this mark, you know, and I woke up to this. To wake somebody up with a fight through the wall has to be like super loud.
Yeah.
So I woke up and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so annoyed. And then they're fighting and I hear the girl scream, when was the last time you ate my pussy? And I was like, I'm up.
Yes.
I'm invested. I put a cup against the wall.
Yes.
And I'm like listening. And yeah, she wanted him to be more affectionate. He got, I guess, you know, in all areas, he got really aggressive. I was like, I was about to call the front desk. And then he yelled, I'm going to pick up this TV and throw it out the window. And then like that, like then it kind of stopped.
That scared the shit out of her. So then
it
simmered down the fight.
Nothing physical. Maybe he went down on her. Maybe that was why it was quiet. He succeeded.
Do you know how lucky you are?
I felt so lucky. And like, I was supposed to meet Raina and I just was like, hey, I'm going to be a little bit late. I got to see this out. You know?
Told me she was about to call the front desk because somebody was having a fight. And then I just didn't hear from her for like 15 minutes.
Because
she saddled up.
She had a glass against the wall.
If you don't, you're a sociopath.
100%.
If you don't stay and listen, I can't be your friend.
This is why I'm kind of depressed about moving out of my apartment complex and into a house, because the amount of nights that I have just... I hope my neighbors don't listen to my podcast.
You should keep your apartment just to go back sometimes.
Just like, the amount of times that I have just been like, what's that? What's that? Turn off the TV, Bo. Turn off the fucking TV and pour me a drink. It'll be days that I'm like, I'm not drinking today. You know, I'm taking a few days off and I'm like, it's time for a drink. There's a fight going on. I'm going to open all the windows so I can hear every goddamn thing. And that is my show for the night.
It is. I do enjoy it.
Yeah. I like that you have a specialty cocktail for the event.
I used to be that couple.
Every other relationship I've been in.
Yeah.
I was that couple.
And you don't like know it. You're like,
oh, I knew it.
I'm sure they can't hear this. And then you're like, you hear another couple fighting and you're like, oh, everybody has been hearing me for years.
Yes. Yes. But like throwing things, shattering things.
You're a thrower?
Oh, yeah. Well, I used to be.
Are you a thrower or a shower?
I mean, I was like in everything. You know what I mean? Like I was.
Invented new stuff.
I was a fucking asshole. Because my boyfriends were fucking assholes.
Girl, I know.
It's like, how can you not? I miss being that couple.
I was wondering if you missed that, like, you're disappointed that you guys have a good relationship now.
It's just, it's like, you know what? We need to spice it up a little bit.
You miss screaming at somebody.
You know, I need a little more drama in my life. I feed off that shit.
Can't you just, like, allude to the fact that you cheated on me just once?
And
just yell, when was the last time you ate my pussy, and just start the fight.
That is hysterical.
It worked for JT. And
you were given a gift, and I just need you to tell that. Y'all, you have a wildly popular podcast.
I know.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Like, how does one, I was like thinking about this, how does one, do you call yourself experts?
No, I've never said that. I mean, like sex, dating, and relationships.
I think I do now. I wouldn't have said that day one, but I feel that way. I feel strongly about it now just because of the knowledge we've amassed through doing this podcast for 2 years. So I don't, I think that we are experts as much as anybody else. We've even had like psychologists on the show and we're telling them stuff that they're like, yeah, you're totally right.
Well, my first thought in that is like, that's a lot of pressure y'all put on yourselves. Like, for real.
I just, it's like, I'm like, that's like, I admire that
because then it's like, you're held accountable. Your fans are listening to you. They want to hear what you have to fucking say. And they're like, trust your opinion. I'm like, oh my God, I'm way too much of a coward to do that. I could never.
When I say that I've never said that I'm an expert, I just don't, I don't pretend that I like went to school for any of this, but I think at this point you don't really need to. Like, we've interviewed all these therapists, life coaches, even just comedians, just talking to people every week about the way that they handle personal conflict or good things in their relationship, sex, dating, money, things like that, moving. Anything like that, I just feel like we've amassed so much advice from different people. And I'm not saying that I'm in the healthiest relationship and I know exactly what to do, because people are people and you can't control people.
Of course.
But like, here's some mistakes we've made. Here's how I would make it better. Here's how I've changed.
Yeah.
And like, here's the outcome of those things. I think we've both become really a lot better partners, friends, romantic partners through just learning about this stuff and talking about it
in
the last 2 years.
Yeah. That's
amazing. Being able to diagnose a situation and figure out what's happening from the outside and tell people how to act accordingly. And I think if we've, we'll get stumped here and there. Like, I think we have really good advice for most scenarios. Every once in a while, we're like, I don't know what to tell you, but it's few and far between. Also, I just think I'm always right. You know, that's my,
a little bit about me. So when you guys go on dates, do people get intimidated when they ask you what you do?
Does it affect your relationships?
Are they like, are you going to talk about this?
Yeah.
Is this really, or are you psychoanalyzing me right now?
It's really just, it's specific to the person.
Yeah.
So it's definitely changed our dating lives. I don't lead with it. It's, I don't really go on app dates anymore, but even when I, like, I'm still on it. And even when I was on it,
You're not on Raya?
I'm on Raya, I'm on Hinge, but like, it's not how I meet. It's never really worked for me meeting guys in apps, but I wouldn't even put like any sort of pictures of me doing stand up or anything. I just don't like to lead with it. It comes up in conversation because if you don't tell someone what you do, you feel like you're lying. What are you going to say? I'm like, I'm a teacher, you know?
Yeah, of course.
We've had some different situations, different bridges. Every person's different, you know, like she said, and some people are never going to date you because you're too public, and you're certainly, I'm sure you understand that more than most people.
Yeah, yeah.
I had somebody who I really cared about say to me, dating somebody this public is my worst nightmare. That's not my person. Everybody else that I've dated throughout the years, we come to an agreement that we're both happy with. Normally for Ashley and I both, it's just sort of like, hey, we are dating somebody. We'll give you guys details as we're comfortable sharing them. We do want to share as much about our lives as possible.
Yeah, of course.
But every person is different in terms of what they're willing to let us share. Some people don't care at all. And we're also not out here giving names, any kind of identifying details about people, where they work, like what they do. And so it would be almost impossible to figure out who anybody was that we were talking about. And that's purposeful.
When I was dating, I wanted to give names so badly.
Same.
I just did nicknames, but like I wanted to drag all those fuckboys so badly. I honestly feel like 2 years from now, I'm just going to do an episode where it's like a list.
We literally have said that. We want to do a live show. We want to do Madison Square Garden. We want to call all of our exes. We just want to drag everybody. It'll be like the Super Bowl of fuckboys.
That's what dreams are made of.
We agree.
Oh my God, could I be your special guest?
Let's get everybody, like all the like women like us, and we'll just do it.
Yes.
And then we'll bring the men out.
We should just bring them. We should lure them there under the guise of something else.
Yes.
You money. Won free tickets to the Knicks game. Courtside.
100%.
And then we just parade your little fuckboy asses out onto the stage. And it's a room full of girls just booing them.
It's brilliant.
I am so unlucky. I have like really good relationships with pretty much all of my exes. Like, positive or no relationship, but I don't hate any of them. So, like, I gotta find more people that are terrible to me.
You've never been the screaming couple, then.
I know it's not. I mean, Ashley knows me. I'm just not like a yeller. I'm not like a screamer in any way. I will cut you down in all kinds of other ways. Like, I will create a complex from which you can never recover from. you need money.
What is it? Is this for you?
Yeah, it's for coffee. You can just take it out of my bag. Sorry, Stassi.
No worries.
Is that both of those yours?
Or yours. I got you one.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't need to yell and scream. I will ruin your life in other ways. I just won't talk to you. I won't fuck you.
What is your fighting? So your fighting style is to just go silent and ignore and like punish. And
I get really cold. Right. I'll talk to you. You're not going to like anything I have to say.
But you're not like a fighter.
I don't feel a need to. It's just not in my nature to like yell and scream. Like I will communicate that I am fucking pissed and you fucked up and you can find a way to make it better or not. But like I have never in years, I had a boyfriend that would push me to that point and I never got the outcome personally that I wanted. Like I would yell and scream and suddenly I was just the crazy person and I felt like I lost because suddenly it wasn't about what he did anymore. It was about like what I was yelling and screaming about and acting like a crazy person.
Right. So no, yes. And that's what they do.
Yes.
They do. The second you start yelling and screaming, then you're the problem. They could have literally just fucked your sister and they're like, but you're crazy and you're screaming and like, you're an absolute lunatic. And then it becomes our problem. I've learned, at least now with Bo, if we get into an argument, if I just cry, it's over.
But you have to like do it sparingly. Like that's the thing.
I know, I could cry every single argument.
Really? He'll fall for it every time?
Every time. And he's just sensitive to me crying. And then he's like, okay, let's talk about this. And I'm like, thank you. I just need a hug.
See, we just say like, definitely cry, like when in doubt cry, but it's just if you do it every time, you know, but maybe that works for you. Like
it's
I would
like
kind of
sobs
hold. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not sobs, it's just some trickling tears.
Okay,
well, and you've learned how to manipulate this guy. The last ones you need yelling and screaming feels great.
It does.
Like when you're so mad and you just can't stop, it feels amazing. It takes, I mean, she knows, it just takes a really long time to push me there. Once I'm there, I have a hard time backing down.
Yeah,
I can't stop, but yeah, it takes me a long time.
You know, once upon a time, liking something a friend shared meant you were having an actual conversation. But now our lives are all about like this superficial popularity contest for like fake internet points. And I am part of the problem. I will tell you this. But Miller Lite is trying to change that. And I really like their whole angle on things about it being Miller time. And the fact that Miller Lite is my fiance Beau's favorite beer to drink, and it's always packed in my refrigerator, makes it just that much better because he's drinking it all the time. And when I decide to have beer, Miller Lite's the one that I choose because it's 96 calories. So I feel way, way better about it. So I know when like Beau pulls out a Miller Lite, that's like our time to unwind, put away our phones, no social media, no checking anything, just like sit, chat, hang out with each other. That is the whole Miller Lite experience. So when there's a great tasting 96 calorie Miller Lite, friends should always come before followers. Here's to the original light beer. Here's to the original social media. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
Wait, Ashley, what is your fighting style?
I think I do all the things. I have like a wide array of like ways to make people feel bad about themselves.
Of it.
yeah, I was in a relationship where there was a lot of screaming. I can't picture ever really going back there. I was like in a super volatile relationship where we really triggered each other. And it felt like a different version of me of those like screaming, you know, like I hit him one time, you know, like running down the street, like wild craziness. I mean, Raina can tell you we've gotten into like a few fights. We get in like one fight quarterly. We hug once quarterly and we get in one fight quarterly. I'll just get like really kind of, I can be like really condescending and cold and like people get really more angry, you know, like I'll just kind of, I don't know. I hate to say it, but if someone's like really upset and I don't care, I'll just like
kick them
smirk
all the way down
and kind of just like make them feel worse, I guess. Like I, you know, instead of like fighting back in certain scenarios, I'll just kind of like act really blasé about it, which pisses people off even more.
Wait, so you were saying during this, you were like getting like running down the street, like act crazy and all that. I've been in those situations where it's like, let me out of the car or get out of it. And like, I literally am left on the side of the road or someone makes me get out of the car or I'm in New York and someone literally runs, an ex-boyfriend runs from me in the snow and I just moved to New York and I have no idea where I'm going. And I'm like, isn't it funny to think about the fact that we've tolerated that.
It's so crazy. Like, I really feel like my Uber rating is low because of, like, one ex. Because we would just start screaming at the Uber. We didn't care. Like, I remember one time we were, like, leaving this wedding. We were going back to the hotel. We were supposed to have this romantic weekend at the Four Seasons. And, like, just, like, broke up. Like, it... during the weekend, we're like screaming in the Uber. We were like screaming in the hotel. It was like so bad. Yeah. And then one time we were in a restaurant and he just started like saying these really mean things to me. And we had just ordered nachos and I was so furious. And the nachos came and I was like, in my head, I was like, I'm either going to throw the nachos on him or slap him. And then I just had this thing of like, I can't waste the nachos. And I just like slapped him and walked out.
But what a great food to have thrown.
I know.
Cheese everywhere.
On his face.
I should have done both.
So that means that, like, you know, the olives stick to the cheese. You know what I mean? It would have just been.
Yes.
That would have been great. It's
hard to clean.
Yeah, very hard to clean. A great, for all my listeners out there who are looking for a food to throw at your significant other, I now recommend nachos.
I know. Right. And it was like these like
missed
shrimp nachos that they had like a drizzle on the top. Like they would have been all over him. And then he would have had to walk out covered in them.
It's like napalm. It just goes everywhere.
It was it was a missed opportunity. I'm sorry. I was filled with rage. I couldn't see straight. I was blacked out. I just like went for the slap.
But so did everyone in the restaurant stop what they were doing?
Yeah, it was bad. And then I was meeting friends there later. So obviously he left and then I snuck back in the back to meet my friends. And I was like, I feel like everybody in this restaurant knows that I just like slapped my boyfriend.
They did. They knew. They saw.
Don't you think as you get older, you just get better at like managing your emotions, picking better people? Like, I just think that like as we get older, we pick better people. Men act better because they have to, or they start dating 21-year-olds.
I also don't condone violence. I'm sorry.
I've had a boyfriend before.
We've all been there.
Listen,
we've
it wasn't all been your
there.
Fault, okay?
We've all been there.
It's never our fault.
No, 100% it's never our fault.
He was verbally abusing me.
Yeah.
They so I physically us. Abused him.
I've had a boyfriend before. I was so mad. I was 22 years old. I was so mad at my boyfriend. I punched him in the face.
Oh, like a full-blown punch.
Oh, I'll
like,
say
I don't know how
thing.
To punch.
If you got pushed to it, you could figure it out.
I have like a flaccid backhand. Is like,
oh, like a bitch
you
slap.
You haven't been mad enough. Yeah.
I can just, see you bitch slapping.
But like a punch, it just, I don't know that I have it in me. Wait, so what happened?
He made me so mad. I punched him in the face while he was driving my car.
Raina.
I was so angry.
Dumb.
I was like, I don't even care if we die today, just so you know how mad I am. But I was 21 years old.
Yeah. No, it's true. As we get older, I will toot my own horn and be like, you know what? I feel fucking wise at this age of 31. I am so much better at handling my shit and not having freakouts or manipulating my fiance. You know what I mean?
Able to like take a beat more? Because that's what I learned.
Yeah.
Like I used to just, I couldn't have an emotion that wasn't like flying out of my mouth.
100%.
And even Raina and I, our business partnership, we can't just act on every single thing we feel.
Yeah.
Like, I think we both had to be like, let's take a breather, you know, spend an hour apart, come back to this.
You two together. So you guys fight?
Yeah. And
like a few times a year. Yeah.
Yeah. We have disagreements. I mean, I think that we've figured out how to work together. Look, it's not easy working with anybody for 2 years
all the time
on everything. You're never going to find a person that is just great all the time. I think that we found a really nice groove where we're both really good at different things. We really trust each other to represent the other person. And I think we have a lot of fun and a similar vision for how we see the show and our careers going. But yeah, we fight just like everybody.
Yeah.
Like bicker.
Sure. Yeah.
We've like yelled at each other like 3 times.
Working together, working with other people is really hard. Collaborations are fucking hard. I'm writing about that right now in my second book.
For your next book?
Yes. And I'm like, I don't fucking like it. Collaborations fucking suck. That's basically what I'm writing. But I'll try.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's where we're at. Like, everybody thinks that their idea is the best idea and that their way is the best way. And it's hard to be like...
But how do you come to a middle... Like, what if you... Like, you guys are at the opposite end of the spectrum in terms of how you think something should go. Who gives?
We've been really lucky where we just have, like, the same vision for... the show and the brand. I'm trying to think if there's really one thing we totally disagreed on. Like I tend to be a little more perfectionist, like maybe care more about something like the details, you know, but then it's just kind of like on me to handle it. I don't know. I'm trying to, I don't know if we've had, why we just feel really lucky because people ask us this and it's like, I don't know. We just found the right person to work with because if if we kept having those disagreements and didn't see the same vision, long-term brand, all that, we just wouldn't work.
Yeah. And I think like, you know, especially with some decisions, if one person feels really vehemently against something, we don't do it. And that rarely happens. It might happen with like having a certain guest on the show or something like that, but we really do want to agree on everything that we do. And there's been very few situations where like, I can't even really think of any where one person was like, we are doing this and I don't care what you think about this. This is good for whatever. But I also think at the end of the day, we both realize that every decision we make is for the betterment of the show.
Yeah.
Not for the betterment of our egos or our personal lives. Right. So I like trust when she really wants to do something, even if I don't see the vision necessarily. I'm like, this person is a person I trust and she's doing this for the best thing in the business, you know?
Yeah, can you tell me what guest you guys fought over? I'm kidding. But if you want to say it, you can say it.
Off air, it wasn't you.
Off air. Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if it was? Joke's
like,
on me.
And I'm sitting here like, I don't want to be here. No.
I'm like, Ashley, it'll be fine. Just don't talk, okay? I'll interview her.
Well, that's why you met me downstairs first.
I think, you know what? I will say this. I don't care. Early on, Raina said like one of her dream guests was Lena Dunham. And I was like, nope. And we got in kind of a fight early on where we were like, I don't really like her. I think it was right when I found out she like gave away her dog or something.
She's very polarizing.
I'm just not.
You either like her or you don't.
Ashley bombed my phone with so many text messages and I was like, I hate her. Yeah. I hate her and I'm not working with her.
Because it was really early on, and that I think when we were early on, we were like vetting each other like to make sure we had the same vision and same ideas about things. And so she said something to Lena Dunham and I like saw red because I was in an especially like dislike for Lena Dunham phase. I really think it was when she like gave away her dog or whatever.
She gave away her dog?
Yeah.
Which I didn't know about.
Wait, how old
and
was
my dog? There was other things too. She's just hateable.
Yes.
And I know she's done good things. I loved Girls. I watched every episode, but like, it was like, I just got mad at Raina for even liking her. And we were fighting back on text.
Like, this is a reflection on your character.
And then like 2 months later, New York Mag released this like 6-page spread about why everyone hates Lena Dunham. And it was just on and on and on. And I was like, I hate that she was so right.
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
That's amazing.
Look, would we have her on? Probably. No, just kidding.
For the show.
You guys totally would. Next week, Lena Dunham, Girls Lena, Gotta Eat podcast.
Come on our show.
So I asked my listeners, because you know what? Talking about sex and dating and relationship, that's like everyone's favorite fucking topic.
Right.
Every time I ask my listeners, do you have questions for things like this? It's like those are the ones that like people get most excited. So I need your expert opinion, you guys, because I have some questions from people. And one of the number one top topics that people kept asking about, which I thought was really fucking surprising, is when you lose your libido. So questions about that, mm-hmm. like why you lose your libido or how you confront your partner about it, what to do. Like, do you have any advice? I realize it's not a very specific question.
No, I'm glad that you asked it. We, a little while ago, I'll direct people to an episode into a book. We had somebody named Ian Kerner on our show. He's a sexual psychotherapist. Mm-hmm. He has a book called She Comes First. And one of the first questions out of
the
gate
for him.
I like
that title. Oh, mm-hmm.
Right?
That's great.
One of the first questions was, I'm not really having sex with my partner. How do I get that back? One of his best pieces of advice was you have to create that language really early on with your partner where you're spicing it up and making it crazy and fun and, you know, start from the beginning. And it's very hard to recreate that 6 months or a year in.
Well, what happens if you can't say it's too late?
No, it's never too late. I agree. What I would do, and Ashley can also give her
but it's also
advice.
Losing your like also using the want to,
right? It's there's two parts of it. Is are you physically, you don't feel turned on anymore? Are you not getting wet? Like, there's differences. There's like, is it a physical reaction or is it like you aren't feeling
emotional.
Like you want to have sex with your partner?
Yeah.
So there's two different things. I think the first step is like figuring out what that is, you know, like are you just feeling like the things that turned you on aren't turning you on anymore? I mean, we lose our libido as we not lose we it
Well, I just get tired.
Yeah. I mean, we get more tired.
I'm men, just tired.
Men start to like dwindle like earlier than women. You know, like women are in their sexual prime in their 30s, and that's when men kind of start to lose it a little bit. So I think I hate to say like talk to your doctor, but there's things that there's even like a pill now that women can take that if it's really a problem.
Really?
We advertise for it at one point. And then there's the like figuring out if it's a issue with your partner and like what you can do there. There's like counseling, there's books to read, and there's like having those tools to turn each other on, fulfill those fantasies, discussing all that kind of stuff too. So it's there's a couple different
How do you even begin to have that conversation with your partner without making them feel like a piece of shit?
Well, I love what you said, which was, you know, figure it out with yourself first, and then you figure out how to diagnose the problem. So I dated somebody who I was actually engaged to, and we...
Whoa, you've been engaged?
Yeah, I mean, don't hold
I'm, like,
applause.
Fascinated by people who've been engaged and didn't follow through with it.
Well, he didn't follow through with it. I did not follow through with it. We just, like, weren't having sex for the last year of the relationship. And
you did not have sex?
We had sex, but we weren't having the amount of sex that I normally have, which is I want to fuck somebody every day.
Right.
We were having sex, like, once a week. And I remember thinking every time it was over, like, oh, thank God I don't have to do this again for a week. And I asked therapists. I read books. I looked on the internet. I was like, why don't I want to have sex with this person? And for me, it was that I just wasn't, like, excited by him emotionally. I wasn't proud of him. I thought he was, like, not really doing much with his life. That doesn't make you want to fuck a person.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could have. I mean, I didn't stay with him, so I don't know how I would have had that conversation. I mean, I don't know that I could have looked somebody in the face and said, like, you're being a loser. It doesn't make me want to suck your dick.
I mean, I like that answer.
Y'all know I've been trying to get wedding body ready. Fuck that. Seriously? It's like... what is wedding body ready? What is that anyway? We should all just try and be as healthy as possible all year round. And I've talked about Daily Harvest for freaking ever because it saves my life. I talk about this. I don't know how to cook. I'm lazy. Bo cooks for me, but he also doesn't always have all the time in the world. So this is when Daily Harvest seriously helps a sister out. Let me explain. Okay. So when you go to dailyharvest.com, you go on their website and there are so many different cups that you can choose from. I know that sounds weird, cups, but like, just trust me on this. It makes it so easy. You pick from all these different cups. So they have like smoothies, they have harvest bowls, they have overnight oats, and then they're delivered right to your door in an insulated box. And then you just pop them in the freezer. And then whenever you get hungry, you take one out and it takes literally 5 minutes or less to make. No joke, 5 minutes or less. So you have your freezer stored with all of this healthy food because it's all organic fruits and vegetables, all healthy for you. So you don't have to feel bad whether you're using it as a snack or as an actual meal. Like, my favorites are the harvest bowls because I just take that, I put it in a pan, warm it up, put some hot sauce in it, and that's a full-blown meal to me. And how great is it is that there's like 65 different options. 65. That's a lot. Right now, if you go to dailyharvest.com and enter my promo code Stassi, you can get $25 off your first box. That's a lot of moolah. That's promo code Stassi, S-T-A-S-S-I, for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com.
This is one thing we learned on that episode was if you are entering in a relationship with somebody that you see as a long-term partner, like you should start having these conversations early on. So you like develop the language, develop the tools that can sustain you, because when you first start dating somebody, you're really just like high on endorphins and love drugs and all these things. And that kind of makes the passion alone, you know, like you can just be having like regular missionary sex and it's like really hot because it's like the new relationship passion.
Yeah.
So I think when you get into that point a few months in, you're like, I see a future with this person, like start discussing your fantasies, start trying new stuff, because it's not too late, but like it's going to feel too late when you're a year in and the passion starts to go away.
Yeah. And it creates an environment of like safety and comfortability, like to be able to talk about those things. But I don't want to sit here and be like, everyone else in 5 years plus relationships going through this, you're fucked.
No, but I also just like, I don't know. I think we all need to be like realistic. I mean, I don't know if there's couples out there that are like having hot sex every other day, 10 years in, you know, I don't know.
I know. I was talking to one of my best friends the other day because she's newly in a relationship. And she was like, embrace this moment. Like, never forget this moment. Like, your first I love you's, that excitement when he texts you, like, that whole first everything, the first time you talk about how you'd want to marry each other. Like, it's just such a magical. I remember holding on to those feelings and like taking a breath, like, and really being like, I'm going to remember every part of this when Beau and I went through that. And she was like, I don't have to because it's going to be like this forever. And I was like, okay.
No, it's not.
Here we go. I'm like, I have, this is what every fucking person says. Uh-huh. And I'm like, no, it is not going to last forever. You'll still, you could still be in love of with course, that person forever. But that, like, that, those first moments of like, being like, okay, this is it. I mean, it's so exciting. Know, it's so exciting.
But 5 years in, I agree with you. We don't want to send the message that like it's just over. Like
no,
I would try to switch up your routine. I would think, what do you masturbate to? Like, do you watch porn? Do you like to masturbate to certain type of fantasies? You can try talking about that, but I know that's very basic information. And if people probably have already thought of that and tried that, I would try to get out of your routine and break it a little bit. So instead of at the end of the night being like, we don't ever have sex anymore. Do you want to have sex? Like, you're both in your ugly, frumpy clothes mm-hmm. and you're in your bed that you share, like, go on a date, wear something sexy, don't wear panties, fuck in the bathroom at a restaurant, like yeah. switch it
role
up
play,
spice
buy
it
a
up.
Toy all
oh,
these
yeah,
things
yeah absolutely watch a little porn together. My sister-in-law just told me that her and my brother watch porn together all the time. Gosh. They've been together for 10 years. I was like, good for fucking you two.
We tried that once. We were like, let's just see, this is fun. And we like brought my computer out and put it on the bed, and Bo and I just looked at each other. We were like, this is kind of boring.
I feel like I would laugh about it.
I'm like, this is, I don't know. I'm like, she's hot, right? Like,
you guys are analyzing it.
Like, it just, it didn't, that didn't work for me. I always just say, go and have margaritas.
Tequila.
It's
like,
for sure.
There's that, like nothing
lubricant,
like, there's nothing
lubricant.
Like a margarita drunk. To yes. just like really be like, okay, let's go home now.
Totally.
Yeah. So cannot hype alcohol
enough. Get tequila
enough.
Drunk.
Absolutely. I love fucking in a restaurant bathroom. I don't know what cities you live in, but in New York, most of the bathrooms are single stall bathrooms.
That's why you so like small. It. Because yep. I'm like, where the hell are you? I forget. You're mm-hmm. not living here right now.
Right
now, like,
only someone as small as you can fuck in a New York City bathroom. No, they are like, so small.
No, some of them are big enough. Listen, I'll fuck anywhere.
Do you know? Do you know how selfish you are because...
For short?
No. Because in New York, there are single stall bathrooms, and I have to wait in lines constantly just to pee because you're having sex in there.
I actually try to be very considerate and only fuck in restaurants where there's two single stall bathrooms.
And then off peak times.
Yeah.
She wouldn't do it during like a dinner rush.
Right. You know? 2:30 after lunch, you know?
Fair. Fair. Okay, if you're going to have sex in a single stall bathroom, only do it in like between lunch and dinner. Okay.
Yes. Great. Great call.
When they're switching over the staff.
Yes. A lot of people also asked about online dating rules, like what to not basically put in your profile, what photos to not really put up, and like basically like what not to kind of say when you form like that conversation that you start having on one of those apps. I don't like talking about what to do. It's like way more fun to talk about what not to do.
We did a whole episode on it not too long ago.
Like what
called,
is
like,
your
mastering the
what
app.
Is your app look? What is tell me about your
yeah,
your
so,
profile right
I
now?
I mean, it's really there's rules. I guess these are what to do, but what not to do. I mean, you never need a group photo. Nobody cares. The worst thing you can do is do a group photo. Or
and then
even,
like, what if one of your friends is
hotter? Like, just all yeah. photos of you. People can assume you have friends. They don't need to see you partying with your friends. The worst thing you can do is have a picture with somebody and your friend is hotter than you. Or the people in the apps just think she is. Like, it's close up. Close enough of you without sunglasses, smiling, a full body shot. If pets are great, food around you, but like you can show you having fun, not too many drinking photos. So people don't like photos when people like men and women. I don't think they want to see a photo every single one you have a drink in your hand or you're partying.
Yeah.
They just want to see that what your actual body looks like, not from the top, like top skinny angle, yeah. Your face without sunglasses and the group photos, just get rid of them all. Like it's totally unnecessary.
My least favorite thing on dating apps was when every photo was like of exactly the same angle.
Yeah, you can, and no filters, also like guys are a little smarter than we think. I mean, they're pretty stupid, but like they can tell that there's like a filter on it. So no filtering, no overly face tuning, nothing like
that. Have you seen Catfish? No, guys are not very smart. Whenever Catfish is on, I literally have to stop what I'm doing, sit there, even if I've seen that episode, and rewatch it.
I'll cancel whatever our plans are to stay in the hotel and watch Neve bust people on Catfish. It's my dream.
So good. And yeah, guys actually, and women, they're both fucking stupid.
Well, exactly. But then you do, if you really plan on meeting the person, they do realize that when you walk in, you're not the person they saw on the app. So
isn't that amazing? Like, have you guys seen 90 Day Fiance?
Are you kidding me? Yes.
Okay.
I'm obsessed.
When what was her name? I don't know if you remember this one. The guy showed up with her face on his shirt, but it was her photoshopped face that made her look like she was 16. And this is like a 48-year-old mom.
Oh my God.
And she showed up and he has all the photos that she had sent to him on her face, on a t-shirt.
Oh my God.
Oh God, you guys missed a really good episode.
Can I ask you, what was the purpose of that? Why did he do that?
He was like, welcome.
She was like, oh, this is awkward.
Yeah. Yes. Crazy. So guys are dumb.
Yeah, they are.
What not to put on your bot, like what you, God, uh-huh. I hate a quote.
I don't like a quote.
I hate a quote. No offense if either of you have quotes on.
Well, they need to be stuff that people can respond to that's like interesting. Like Raina always says, like you're like, yeah, everybody likes coffee and sunshine and puppies. You know, like it's not.
Wait, your profile says everyone likes sunshine.
No. So when I see people's profiles, like my advice is like put the things in there that differentiate you from everybody, not the things that make you cast a wide net. So I think people are like, I want to attract as many people as possible. So I'm going to pick the most baseline stuff to like. I like coffee and sunshine, my family, meeting new people and traveling. I love Florence. Take me back. I would do as much stuff. Like if you work out 5 days a week, like I would put the classes that you like to take. If you really are a world traveler, put those things. No photos of tigers being tranquilized to death on the floor. I hate that stuff.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Like when you go to Thailand, you like take pictures of tigers, but they're like tranquilized. So like tiger pics are canceled.
I've never seen this.
Yeah.
Is this a New York thing? Apps.
No. It's just a Thailand thing.
I mean like New York people travel thing. This is like a traveling thing for New Yorkers.
No, everybody goes on that trip and they go to the tiger sanctuary and there's like so many pictures of like men like with these tigers on their dating apps. It's like that tiger's barely alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then whatever you write, I would always put something that people can respond to. Like anything that will open up a conversation, read your own responses and think, would I respond to this? Is there anything to respond to this? Like no one's going to read, I love spending time with my family, meeting new people and respond to this. There's nothing to respond to.
Like, oh my God, me too.
Right. Like I would write, something about like the next trips you want to take, or maybe you have a bike and you like love biking or hiking, like whatever it is you do, think like, is there a response to this? Right. Is this an opening for somebody to try to sleep with me? And then we always talk about like how long you should stay in the app and how long you should talk. We get a lot of girls that say to us like, he just talks to me on the app and talks and never asks me out. And it's like, there's no hard and fast rule personally for me for how long you guys can chit chat. I do want to get a vibe for somebody. Are you funny? Are you smart? Like Ashley and I could just never date a person who wasn't sharp and funny.
Totally.
But I don't want somebody to pen pal me to death either. Like have a couple interactions, switch to text, pick a plan, let's go out.
Yeah.
And then I think girls are like, why isn't he asking me out? Why don't you ask them out? What, you're on a dating app. The purpose is to date. Nobody's going to be like, I can't believe you said that to me. She's such a loser.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Go back and forth a couple times, develop a rapport, maybe switch to text, pick a place, go see if you like each other.
And like,
it's not deeper.
Know that guys are just, and women, like, are both on here, like, trying to get a lot of attention. So, you know, some people just want to have that interaction. They don't really have any intention of meeting up. So if someone's just...
That's annoying.
But it's like you have to figure it out early. Like if you've been going back and forth, you have like a few screens of talking with this person, like...
That's what Instagram's for.
I know. It's fine to be like, hey, do you want to grab a drink sometime? And if they don't really commit, cancel them and move on to the next because people are really on there. I'm a culprit of it too. Like Raina makes fun of me all the time. Like I'm kind of seeing someone now. We met in the wild. We didn't meet on an app.
I like how you say we met in the wild.
Yeah, I've been on.
We took
apps.
A tiger photo together.
Yeah, we sedated each other.
It was an elephant, actually.
We were watching the elephants in Thailand. So just be aware of that. Like when people are like, we've been messaging for days. We're like, get out of here. Who cares? This is a stranger that lives in your phone. Yeah. Like, just stop talking to them and find somebody that actually wants to go out with you. Going back to the prompts, like, I on my Hinge, like, it says something of how much I love Home Alone. I put it around the holidays, but I've just kept it up now. And, like, it's the number one thing guys comment on. And then we start talking about it. So there's, like, a conversation opener. Like, yeah. That's kind of – just think of it that way. And now all the apps are, like – Hinge started that, and now the other apps are following suit where it's, like, Bumble's like that now. So it gives people stuff to talk about.
You know what? You've just made me remember this. Season 5 of Vanderpump Rules was a single season, I think, for me. And I went on a dating app, and we filmed it, and this aired – and I remember just literally giving zero fucks and being like, I'm just going to put likes, ghosts, haunted houses, ranch dressing, Taco Bell, my dogs, the color sky blue, shopping online, literally the most stupid shit. But I'm like, these are all technically things I love. And I had never received more yes. fucking messages mm-hmm. from people being exactly. like, well, this is the most honest profile I've yes. read.
Ghosts and ranch. If you can't respond to that, you suck.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Like, it's so stuff that is specific to you. Yes. Haunted houses. Yeah. If someone yep. wrote on his dating profile, love haunted houses, I'm like, let's talk about this.
Wait, you know what my Raya song was? When I got kicked off of Raya twice. What,
for screenshots?
They suck. No, because I talked about it
You're
on my podcast.
You're too famous.
I'm too famous for Raya.
Because you talked about it?
What'd yes. you say?
I talked about it. I don't remember what I said. I think I just talked about how I was on it. Oh, I think I called someone out.
I did too. We called out Justin Long.
Beware. But my Raya song was the Halloween theme song. So.
See, I always say, put something on there that differentiates you from everybody.
You have got like the Michael Myers?
Yes. I'm telling you, try it.
It's just photos of you in a ski mask.
Try it. Okay.
I'm doing all Halloween photos from now on. Ski masks. Be my little cop outfit, me my Rainbow Bright outfit, all Halloween.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, student debt. Most of us have it. If you don't have it, you know someone that does. You're either dating someone that does, or you're friends with someone that does, or your sister does. Yep, student loans follow you everywhere. But refinancing them with Earnest could save you money or lower your monthly payment. And it only takes 2 minutes to check your rate online. I mean, think about that financial relief that you could have if you had a lower rate or you refinanced them. I mean, you could buy those pair of shoes that you were looking at. You know what I'm saying? And what's even better about this is that when you go to Earnest and you do the little quiz, you just answer a few questions online. It only takes 2 minutes. You'll get a personalized rate estimate, and it's all without affecting your credit score, which is a huge thing. We're always so scared to go and like see about refinancing because we're like, well, we don't want to affect our credit score. Our credit score is going to go down. Not with Earnest. They make it so easy. So start saving today. Our listeners get a $100 cash bonus when you refinance a student loan at earnest.com/Stassi. That's a $100 cash bonus when you refinance a student loan at earnest.com/Stassi. So go to earnest.com/Stassi today. Terms and conditions apply. So moving on from dating online, how do you feel about long distance relationships? I have a love-hate relationship with those.
With long distance?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a long distance relationship?
Yeah.
The guy who you moved to New York for.
Yeah, douchebag. But I loved that part of it because I am somebody that likes alone time. And then once I see that person, it's like so fucking exciting. Mm-hmm. But it's not realistic.
I guess I have mixed feelings. I've had quite a few long distance relationships. I had a really long term one in DC, and it's nice to pick long distance relationships in a place that you can get to in a day if you need to. Like he would be like, I'd want to see you tonight.
I thought you were just saying in places you want to visit.
That's actually, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cannot stress this enough.
Bali. I'm just going to narrow down your profile to people in Bali.
I dated a guy in Miami specifically because it was winter in New York, and I was I need a Miami boyfriend.
That's funny.
It was perfect until I found all his stuffed animals, and I was like, he's going to murder me.
I really like alone time. I don't mind it. I I tend to like people that are also really dynamic and have a lot going on too. So I don't mind it. I mean, I think the key is to like be in constant communication. You can have phone sex, you can do FaceTime sex, like anything to keep it spicy.
Phone sex is so annoying.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it so much. It just really turns me on. But
I also I hate talking on the phone. So It's like, really? Do we gotta do this right now? I'll see you later.
I just think that like you say it's not realistic, and I see what you mean. We're like, yeah, you're not seeing somebody day to day at the end of their day all the time when they had like a shitty work day. And I don't know what advice to give people. I really enjoyed it. We were in constant communication all the time. I went down there. We tried to pick special fun things, but we also tried to pick times to be together that weren't just a fun vacation, like where I was just there with him at the end of the day after work. And it wasn't always these like crazy, fun, wild adventures, like so I could actually see what he was like day to day.
Well, the goal is to like make sure you're on the same page about the future. So like I think it's very specific to people. Some people can do it, some people can't. Some people really need that every day FaceTime. They need to see that person and they aren't as independent that they want to have a long distance relationship. It really works for some people. I think everybody is like so different, but I think it's that you are on the same page about the future. I think you can have a fun long distance fling. I've certainly done that. That's been great for me. But if neither party ever wants to like move and you aren't really in this for the long haul, I don't know that that's going to sustain you. So we are friends with Heather McMahon. We had her on our podcast and her now fiance have been long distance a lot, but they were all like, we're going to end up together no matter what. So like, we're both committed to this. You live in LA now. Now you live in Atlanta. I live in New York. I mean, they kind of figured it out because they knew they were committed to the future. So I think where people get tripped up is they meet somebody and they really like them and they're doing these fun weekend trips and vacations and things like that. And it's really fun. And then nobody ever planned to live in the same city.
Yeah.
And then it just starts to unravel. So I think it's like fun. Try it out at first, but like you got to have that conversation eventually.
Yeah. For me, at least when I did it, that was my number one thing and being like, well, I can't do this for like a year. I was like, there needs to be like some end goal that we are going to be in the same city together. Like otherwise I'm just like, it's like kind of, I felt like it got to a point where it's like, I'm torturing myself.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm putting in all of like this heart and energy into something that might just go away. Well, I mean, any relationship can go. So
right. But like,
whatever.
Is this a person, number one, that I'm willing to move for? Is this, you know, I think 3 months in is probably a good time to just take a temperature check and say like, do I think that this could be a long-term partner? Am I in love with this person? Is my lifestyle such that I even could move? Like, Ashley and I really do have to live in New York. We could probably live in LA also in terms of our jobs and interviews and things. But like, I can't move to Denver tomorrow. So is this a place that I really would ever, like logistically could move? I like to think I would move heaven and earth for somebody I was like really in love with, but I'm also really committed to myself and my career and my business partner. And so is that person willing to move and can they move? And, you know, if the answer is no, I totally agree with her. You can't just keep going down this path of like, this is fun and this is cool.
Like when love conquers all. Like it doesn't necessarily.
It doesn't.
And you see a lot of the like bachelor couples break up and stuff like that. Like we're of like, they never planned for one person to move to Canada or whatever, you know? And so you see these people that really probably had a real love that could have worked if they lived closer to each other, just have to end it. So I think that's where people make the mistake.
Do you guys watch The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Like crazy.
God, okay. I've fallen off of it.
Oh, no. Actually, like, I don't like the season. I watched it for probably 10 years. And
so did I.
The last
I watched
few,
it.
I'm just not
well,
into
it's
the
just
guys.
Like, I can't with, like, 2 hour, 3 hour, 3 hour long episodes sometimes, like 3 times a week. And now I know that
now
like
why is it twice a week?
Everyone is on there so that they can sell fit tea ads.
100%.
And I'm just like, I used to watch this literally thinking this was for love. And now it's just, I can't.
For Instagram followers?
Yeah, it's for Instagram followers. And now it's just, I can't get past it anymore.
I watch the recaps. There's a comedian that we like that does recaps.
Send me that.
I will. It's very
funny. Because I'm still interested in it. And I appreciate Bachelor Nation. But I can't commit that much time to something that I think is just.
Also, these guys are boring. I mean, I know it's what Bachelor Nation wants, but I'm sick of these just like boring white dudes. Like Peter, Colton, Virgin. Like, I can't get down with them. Them and then the women that they're choosing for them. So I'm just bored. I can't relate anymore. I'm a lot older.
Do you think that it's because I will, it's because we're older. I will never forget the moment.
We are outgrowing it.
I think. I was watching The Bachelor, and this was like 2 years ago. I think I was like 29. And I'm like, oh my fucking gosh, I'm literally older than by far.
They would call you a
everyone.
Cougar.
I would be the cougar. The cougar,
exactly.
Of The Bachelor. And I'm like, turning it off. I'm turning this shit off. Yeah. I can't do this anymore. Like, I remember, I'm like, I remember watching this thinking, oh wow, when I grow up, this is what it's like, life's gonna be like. And now I'm older.
You couldn't
than
even
them.
Be cast on the show. You would they be like, wouldn't even you're 27, and they'd be like, okay, so the mom in the house, Stassi.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know, people. Terrifying.
Always, yeah, there was a point where people were like, I would love to see you on The Bachelor. And I was like, I literally am outside of the age range to even be considered.
Yep. You guys, this needs to shift because we've all
seen
Real
Senior Bachelor.
We should. Real Housewives.
The divorcees, they've all been married before.
But Real Housewives, like the franchise, is they're all fucking amazing reality people, reality stars, and they have grown children. It's time to let the seniors sign shine. I want an adult bachelor.
I feel like they used to be older.
I felt like that too.
Jake and like Brad and Emily season, like Ari, he was the worst, but
Ari's
and he also ended
worst.
Up with like a 22-year-old. But like, it used to feel a little more adult. Now I'm just like, it's like this 25-year-old dude and all these just Instagram girls running around.
I mean, don't you feel like women has gotten worse too? Like society as a whole, 22 to 25-year-old women have gotten worse. Like, I don't want to say
their
like,
generation. Yes. Are they millennials or are they under that?
No, they're Gen Z. Under that. I think.
What is it? Gen Z?
Millennials are like, I don't want to get this wrong. You are. I think it's 26 to 30. If right now, if you're 26 to 37, 25 to 37.
So what is Gen Z? What makes someone a Gen Z person? Not age wise.
They tell you they're a digital nomad for a career.
What does that mean?
I learned this term recently because I was looking up hotels in Bali and they kept saying like, so all these articles that said like the digital nomad set. And I Googled what that meant. It just means an Instagram model. It just means it's somebody that like travels and takes Instagram photos.
Is it the
crazy?
New word for influencer?
Yes, it's the new word for like content creator.
Digital nomad.
What? Yes.
I learned this recently.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't Bali like the perfect place to see articles about that too? Like, oh, you know God. that is exactly what it is.
They're also just like a little too woke.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
The most offended people are the youngest ones.
Yeah.
Because they just are like a little bit of a different generation.
Yeah. Okay. So woke, digital nomad. I need to know what to look out for.
Yeah, and I think what you have to be born. What is it? What's 2020? You're born in like the late 90s. Maybe it's like, I think it is 95. I think it started. So if you're 25 or under, you are Gen Z. And I'm pretty sure millennials are 26 to 37 now.
Are they just as lazy as millennials?
They're more entitled, but they have a lot of skills because they were totally brought up with the internet. So they never had pre-internet. So like they have all these skills, but like, I guess you could say they're a little lazy, but a little entitled. But so are millennials.
I wouldn't say lazy at all. I would say like when I was growing, like I didn't have any hobbies or interests. I didn't have to do anything. Like I see kids today, and they like, you know, they know how to do all these things. They have skills. They have
TikTok.
Hobbies. You can monetize an entire business at the age of 14 now on YouTube or TikTok. Yeah. I couldn't
like,
do that.
Why are
I didn't do anything.
How can they all dance?
You know,
like, how do they all know the same dance?
I was just trying to get a cell phone at that age.
I wonder how they know that they all know the same dances all the fucking
like, these kids,
time.
Like, I mean, I think that they just spend a lot of time. Like when I was that age, like I was in my bedroom, like with a cassette in the tape recorder, trying to get like songs off the radio to make a mixtape. Like they're learning TikTok challenges and they have millions of followers.
Yeah. Are you on TikTok?
I'm
I have an account.
It.
I grabbed the name.
I grabbed the name too, but I can't. I literally am reminded every day, Stassi, you need to start TikTok. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
I think it's amazing. I think it's important to try to like.
I can't. I'm not that clever.
Stuff. I can't. First of all, I can't dance. Ashley can dance.
I can't dance either. I'm not that clever. I can't think of like, oh, and then you switch, and then like it's something else, or like it's like you're gone. You're a ghost, or like you know they do all these weird things with like
The angles.
The phone. I don't know. Like, God, we're old.
No, I just think it's important to try to do everything, but I also think it's important to pick a couple things and be really good at those couple things. You don't have to be mediocre at 10 things. You could be really fucking great at 3 things.
Okay, so this is what I think. I'll start my TikTok, and I'm just, they're 7 seconds long?
No, they're 15 or 60 or, like, somewhere in between.
You're telling me I have to come up with content for almost a minute?
No, I mean, you could, no, I think most of them are like 15 seconds.
Okay, so every day I'm just going to film myself eating straight face for 15 seconds. And that'll just be my TikTok.
Yeah, put some music to it.
You could do it, but it doesn't have to be dancing. It could be like you're in a fashion. It could be like switching up outfits. I saw somebody that was doing like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah. Thursday, Friday outfits.
I saw that too. And it looks like a lot of editing and work.
Yeah, but you don't do the work. You hire people to do
it. It doesn't matter. It's like really another fucking social media platform that I have to like, that's going to take up more of my time. I'm already having to turn my phone off like multiple times a day so that I don't lose my shit. I don't think I was like truly cut out for the social media world.
You don't, but also just like, you don't, who cares? You don't have to do it.
Yes, I
do.
Have enough going on. It's my livelihood, motherfucker.
I know. Every time these shows, I want to like get this TikTok. It's like the, you film the empty room. Like you relate to this. Like you film like the empty theater and then you film like it goes with some music and then you film the full theater and it's like the coolest thing. And every time we do a city, I tell myself I'm going to do it and I just forget.
I'm going to steal that.
No,
I'm
you could
jack your shit right now. Filming
it.
Myself eating for 15 minutes is so yesterday. Or 15 seconds. I'm going to do that.
You're going to forget. I'm telling you right now.
I need TikTok ideas. Well, ladies, thank you so much for being here, you guys. And also, I'm about to do their podcast. So if you want to go give it a listen, it's called Girls Gotta Eat. And you guys are on tour right now. Do you have any upcoming shows that you want to pimp yourselves out? Why'd you just go silent?
No,
we're
yeah.
just letting you finish talking.
Oh, I'm done.
Go to girlsgottaeatpodcast.com to see our shows. We have tickets still available. When's this coming out?
I'm not sure yet.
Maybe
this week.
Okay. So
Friday.
Shows in Houston. Still some tickets available. Houston, Dallas, Tampa, maybe Miami, maybe a few left in Philly, and San Francisco, Vancouver, Portland, and Seattle.
How do you remember all those cities? People ask me where I'm going. I'm like, I don't know. I'm getting on a bus.
We do it. We talk about it a lot.
I don't remember where I'm about to go.
I'm obsessed with getting like updated counts for how many things we sold, and we manage our website together and everything. So yeah, we know.
That's great. I need to learn from you guys. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.